brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Well, hello. And well done to you for downloading this. I just want to say that.
Yes.
I want to pay tribute to your taste, your dedication, your character for coming here today. Mm. And I think this... You downloading this is just such a big step, and we're really proud of you.
Yeah, it's a real step of you moving away from the Manosphere crowd and stepping into the light, really. You
know, yes.
It's a positive thing you're doing.
We've set up our own cult, and Dyson is our leader. He wears white robes.
Yes. I sit in an armchair with a cup of tea and humming, and then all my followers flock to me.
It's a very gentle cult.
Yes, I am. People have called me that before.
So welcome. We've got goals for you. We've got some wonderful stories for you.
Yes.
We've got laughs.
There are some laughs, yeah. It's been a really good show, hasn't it? It's been a fun show. A lot about being injured by beauty products.
Yes, in honour of Forrest's Amari Hutchinson. I mean, it'll all be explained.
Yes, it's coming up.
Fear not. Mm. And if you're thinking... Guys, what the hell? Then look, just give us a damn minute here, because we are about to explain it.
Yeah.
So like, get off our backs, really.
So yeah, all will become clear pretty soon.
Yeah, you're starting to behave like a subversive individual.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be removed from the cult.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So watch it.
Yeah. Watch it.
Watch your step.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Only 2 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League today while we're on air. Arsenal, yeah. Everton follows at 5:30, as does Chelsea, Newcastle, and 8 West Ham against Manchester City.
Yeah, big 2 5:30 kickoffs. Very unusual, isn't it? That? I don't think I've ever seen that.
Give us an early one.
I know, come on, put them on at 3.
Give us an half 12.
Give us something. Give us some scraps from the table.
Watch the Championship, which we're probably going to be in next year.
Yeah, hey, look, it's exciting down in the Championship. And yeah, there for the grace of God go us.
Here to preview a red-hot day of Premier League action, it's Matt Dyson.
A new weekend of Premier League fixtures get underway at 3, and would you believe it, Igor Tudor is still at Tottenham. It's only, if only they just kept Ange when they won the Europa. Even compared to Thomas Frank, Tudor is a much cruder intruder. With the appointment of a new boss, they could have been shrewder. He's now saying the players can either cry or fight as they try to avoid relegation. Since he took over, they've lost 4 in a row, including 3 in the Premier League. So Spurs fans are certainly crying, especially after his Champions League fiasco midweek. They were 4-0 down at Atletico Madrid inside 22 minutes with young keeper Kinski thrown in at the deep end to see if he could swim. He couldn't and had to be pulled from the pool by the lifeguard after just 17 minutes, poor lad. Maybe this weekend they'll try something else new. Maybe start with one of their ball boys up front. Play a mascot in midfield. I mean, you've got to experiment. The North London club with its huge American football stadium, just one point above the bottom 3 heading into tomorrow's game at Liverpool, facing the prospect of a first relegation from the top flight since 1977. My entire life I've never seen Spurs go down, and one of the teams below them is in action at 3 this afternoon. Burnley could close the 10-point gap between them and Tottenham with a win at home to Bournemouth. Mid-table Sunderland and Brighton also playing at the Stadium of Light. Elsewhere, the Championship continues to be the most competitive league in Europe. Hollywood beat Compton last night in an LA owner's local derby. Snoop Dogg going down 2-0 to Ryan Reynolds. No celebrity owners for Millwall, though. Just a rampant army of the scariest football fans imaginable. And they're coming for the Premier League. Who needs Deadpool when you've got the firm from Green Street? It's a football factory, churning out Burberry cap-wearing, Stone Island-clad Larry lads since the early 80s. The Lions continue their push for automatic promotion at home to a struggling Blackburn today. Fourth-placed Ipswich are away at the doomed Owls of Gahool, Sheffield Wednesday. Meanwhile, legendary old Guardian Martin O'Neill and his Celtic side are in action in the Scottish Premiership. They're at home to Motherwell. 5 points off leaders Hearts, who don't play until 8 o'clock tonight. Again, the TV schedulers ruining Saturday afternoon football. They're away at Kilmarnock later. Come on, the Jambos, the Jam Tarts. That's it. It's rock and roll football.
Oh, Dyson, rock and roll. And if you don't mind me sharing this with the country,
yeah.
You've got a bit of a glisten on.
Do you think so? Sweating.
Mate, what's going on there? You pushed it to the limit.
I pushed it too hard. You know, when they're in a flow state like that, I can't control it.
Something flowed out of me. I don't know what it is. It looks like sweating cream. Big goal in the Championship, Dyson.
Yeah, second for Southampton, away at leaders Coventry City. So they're 2-0 up now at Coventry. The top of the table, I mean, Coventry's still quite a way clear, but 5 points it's come down to, with Middlesbrough currently winning. So it's the gap is closing slightly.
It is. This morning, I started watching that Louis Theroux.
Oh, the Manosphere.
The Manosphere.
Oh, or Louis Furux, as they all call him, because they don't know
who he is.
He's
not a predator, it's Louis Furux.
It's Louis Furux. His name's Furux. Oh, what a show that is.
Do you think, do we count as the Manosphere?
No, no, I hope not.
Why not? Because two men?
We don't encourage that kind of behaviour, that loutish, misogynistic attitude.
That's
we
true.
Don't encourage that, do we?
We could be like the woke Manosphere.
Yeah, great. Like I'd rather be in
the
that,
liberal alternative.
I mean, they'll probably beat us up in a fight, but, you know. I think they look quite hard. That HS Tiki Toki looks quite hard, doesn't it?
You could do like a charity boxing match against Andrew Tate. I think, obviously, the world would want you to win.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have a lot of support, wouldn't you?
You would,
but
yeah.
But then I'd probably get pummeled. So I don't know if it's worth it or not.
But if it's a fight of the forces of good against the forces of evil, like maybe you have to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, potentially I'm up for the
idea. Offering out. You're offering him out.
I'm not offering him out. You are. You've offered me out. You're like my promoter.
Yeah, I'm like your Frank Warren.
Yeah.
He's a good fighter. He's done the bag work. He's very impressive. People are underestimating him. I would not be averse to seeing him fight Andrew Tate and HS Tiki Toki.
Yeah, you're going to have to join me for that then. Okay, we'll do a 2-2.
I can't, I'm disabled.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be a boxer with a colostomy bag.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because that's what they'd aim for.
Yeah, would,
straight on the stomach. Whack. And just pop.
Oh, they would. They'd
pop all over.
They'd parade it around the ring and throw it into the crowd.
Oh, yeah, like a severed head.
Yeah, I wouldn't
in the Colosseum.
Past those guys.
So we're not part of the Manosphere.
I don't
okay,
think so.
Good.
Let us know. Do text us if you think we are. I mean,
I'll tell you what, text us if you're part of it.
Oh.
8, 12, 15, do you count as part of the Manosphere?
Do we want to be encouraging these people? I don't know.
Well, no, we're trying to de-radicalise them.
Ah, good idea, yeah.
We're going to show them a way to be responsible
join
men.
Join the woke Manosphere, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't think, we're sort of in the middle, aren't we, with a neutral Manosphere?
Yeah, we're just quite, it's just normal, I think, it's the middle ground, isn't it?
What would they call it? They'd hate us, wouldn't they?
They'd we're not snowflakes. I'm too old to be a snowflake.
Soy boys?
Yeah, I don't know what that meant. They used that a lot, didn't they? What does it mean?
I think it's just like vegan. They're like, if you eat soybeans, you become
so that's feminine. A soy boy.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Isn't there like a theory that there's loads of, like, female hormones in soybeans?
Right, yes, okay, yeah. Right, yeah. Well, I'm not a soy boy, I'm not a snowflake, so what am I?
What is he? Text us on 8-12-15, he's got no idea what he is. He's not a soy boy, he's not a what?
I'm not a soy boy, I'm not a manosphere, I'm not a gammon, so I'm not a snowflake.
Yeah.
So I don't know what am I. It's
what is Matt Dyson?
I'm having an existential crisis here.
Please, you've got to help him find himself. We're joined now by the frontman of one of the greatest bands this country has ever produced, Reverend and the Makers, and John McClaw, the Reverend, you're now a football club chairman.
I am, mate. I am the chairman of the world's first football club, the club that invented the game of football, codified the rules.
Not Scouty.
How dare you? How dare you? Sheffield FC, Notts County is, of course, the oldest league club. We are the oldest club in the world, as we like to tell everybody. And, I'm the chairman, mate, which is pretty wild, to be honest.
So what's it going to involve?
Lots of sleepless nights. It's probably going to age me significantly. I feel like I've aged 10 years in a month, actually. But we are pushing forward. I'm actually just been joined by the club president, Mr. Alan Messley.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you.
You're an absolute radio, Alan.
Absolute radio.
Yeah.
Oh, splendid.
Splendid.
1963.
Really?
Amazing.
But, John, you're a rock and roll star.
I know.
You can't be getting involved in sponsorship, advertising hoardings and pumping up footballs, can you?
Well, I like to think that I'm a polymath these days, Matt. I obviously have got my Beer Fever business and I manage my brother with his Steve Bracknell project fitting being a rock star as well. And I like to think, do you know what it is? It's just about having good people who can help you do it and complementary skill sets and having good people to work alongside.
Is it a full-time job?
Unfortunately, Matt, it's becoming a full-time job, and I do need to get back to the day job. I've got a song with Robbie Williams coming out in a couple of weeks, and we need to film a video for it.
What sort of chairman are you going to be? Are you going to be like Daniel Levy, or are you going to be like Marinakis?
I think I'm definitely more of a Marinakis, actually. Yeah, on there berating people. No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm trying to be as sound as possible. It's difficult because the club is and has been sort of languishing a bit in some regards. We're in the ninth tier. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're jumping on a moving train and hopefully over time get it right.
Well, if it's an East Midlands train, it'll probably be a rail replacement service, so you'll be fine. You'll easily be able to get on it, mate. Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, stuck in Chesterfield.
So, as a chairman, are you prepared for fans leaning over into the director's box going, chairman, what's going on?
Yeah, I am, but I'm just going to send Alan here in as my kind of enforcer to sort him out. He's got his walking stick, so he can give him a little bash.
He's tongued up. He's going to go full cluffy and start whacking him.
Yeah, Alan's my heavy, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Oh, John, it's such a cool thing you're doing. Good luck with it all, mate.
Cheers, mate. Lots of love, Matt.
Well, there he is, the Reverend.
What a legend.
What a songwriter.
So good. I loved this. That song he had out last year with Vicky McClure, You Got Your Hair Cut, I didn't notice. What a great song. He's got a new album coming out in May, I think, hasn't he?
He's so good. And he's now football club chairman as well.
That's amazing. What a guy.
And talking of football, Dyson.
Yes.
Huge drama in the Championship.
Yeah, so Coventry got a late goal back, but they still ended up losing 2-1 at home to Southampton. But in the other game, towards the top of the Championship table, Bristol City got an equaliser 6 minutes into injury time, which means the gap at the top is not as bad as it was going to be for Coventry City. They're still 7 points clear.
It does mean, if Millwall win today, they will leapfrog Middlesbrough going to us.
Exactly, we're really backing. It's quite a manosphere thing to do to back Millwall, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe we are the manosphere.
Maybe we are getting sucked in. But so we are backing Millwall just because it would be funny to see them in the Premier League. And they could do it this afternoon. They're surely going to beat Blackburn at home, aren't they?
Louis and Ed say Matt Dyson is a part of the manosphere.
Really? Do they?
No. Chelsea fans. So they know.
If they say
on the way to the football then, they
I
say
must
no.
be. Yeah.
Father and son.
That's a shame.
And they're saying Matt Dyson is a fully paid up. As far as they're concerned.
You
are a malign influence on our nation's youth.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Absolute Radio. Football with Matt Football and Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
Now, you may have seen in the week, Nottingham Forest lose their first leg of their Europa League game against Midtjylland 1-0. And, the weather was terrible.
It was an infuriating night, but it was a monsoon at one point, wasn't it?
But obviously it affected both teams. They're both having to play in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was typical Forest, really, creating lots of chances, absolutely clinically unable to score.
I know.
It's like a medical problem affecting our players. And for one player in particular, this is Amari Hutchinson. This is his excuse.
The weather was unbelievable in that second period. Just how was it to play in?
Yeah, I couldn't really see. I had my face cream coming in my face, but...
My face cream was coming in my face. Amari.
I've never heard anyone say that.
If it's raining, then don't put it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. But what, he's got to look at the weather forecast before he moisturises, does he?
But should you moisturise before a match anyway, when you're going to sweat? Maybe because surely the sweat would make it run into his eyes.
Or he needs to wear a headband going forward, potentially.
Just moisturise after, because you're going to shower an hour and a half. You're going to sweat through it.
Because when I go to the gym, I wear a sweatband around my head.
How often's that? Annual trip to the gym. January the 3rd,
I went
there.
Three times a week.
Straight to the vending machine.
I went three times. It's protein, isn't it? It says it's a protein bar, so it's going to make you fit.
So you went three times the other week?
I went three times the other week, yeah. But I always wear a sweatband over my eyes because sweat in your eyes is painful. We all know that. But rain, sweat and moisturiser in your eyes must hurt.
It's like a version of that Churchill quote. I have nothing to offer you but rain, sweat, moisturiser.
Classic Churchill.
You do look, you are looking fitter.
I moisturise. Oh, thank you, yeah.
You look fit, mate.
Thanks, mate. So do you.
Fit as.
You look well fit these days.
Thank you. I think me and Dyson are working through some attraction here.
Yeah.
So, do you moisturise?
Yeah, I do. But, I mean, just once a day in the morning, put some Aveeno on, you know.
That smells wheaty, doesn't it?
That's the oaty. It's actually oaty.
It smells like
oaty
porridge.
Is good for your skin.
Is that what you like about it? It smells like Weetabix.
It smells like porridge.
It smells like the honey
Quaker
monster.
Oats. Yeah, no, it's just really, it's quite calming and, yeah, I think you must moisturise at this day.
You must
moisturise. I mean, gone are the days of the metrosexual, all we use is moisturiser. That was in the 90s, wasn't it?
That was the caveman attitude.
Not now.
But I don't moisturise.
Don't you?
Because I've got eczema. Unless I'm just using my eczema
it
creams.
Oh, react to it?
Oh,
react
with it. I'd come out in a terrible rush.
Well, that's what the Aveeno stuff, the oat stuff's good for eczema-prone skin.
Do you know what? It didn't work for me. I used Aveeno. Hence, I know the stench well.
You know the stench?
I've been there.
Yeah, oh, right. Okay.
It didn't work for me.
But yeah, I mean, I think most people nowadays accept that moisturising is part of your daily beauty routine. You know.
What else do you do for your beauty routine?
Well, that's it. Brush my teeth, wash my face.
Brush my teeth.
Wash my face.
Burn the earwax out of the ear rolls and candles.
No. I don't burn it. I do. I've got a trimmer.
You must mine it.
I've got a little trimmer for the ears and the nose and the eyebrows. My eyebrows are growing at a huge rate. I have to. My daughter trims them. My daughter Maggie also shaves my neck hair midway through my barber cycle. So after 2 weeks, I get really quite heavy neck hair. So she has to shave it down, and then I'm reset.
Dyson, like Amari Hutchinson, moisturises his lovely face. But have you ever had an Amari Hutchinson-style situation? Have you ever been injured by a beauty product? Could be hairspray, could be hair wax, could be moisturiser, could be deodorant.
Yeah.
Dyson, have you ever been injured by a beauty product?
I don't think I have, apart from stinging eyes like Amari, but a friend of mine, you know, formerly of this parish, Dave Masterman, you know Dave, don't you?
Good man.
Yeah, great
talented man.
Talented, great man.
The power behind the throne of Ellis and John.
Exactly, yes, he really is, he really is. Well, he reckons, when he was younger, him and his mates were messing around after playing football in the change room, and one of them sprayed antiperspirant on his nipple. Sprayed loads of it on his nipple.
Loads?
Yeah, I don't really know why it happened, but apparently because you sprayed so much on there, after a few hours, it sort of hardened, and he reckons the nipple fell off.
His nipple?
the guy's nipple.
Dave's nipple?
No, not Dave's nipple. Dave's mate's nipple fell off. Because it's like, you know when you freeze a verruca or stuff, you can buy that stuff that will sort of freeze it. You spray the frozen stuff onto it, and then it gets rid of the verruca. That happened, but to his actual nipple.
Wow! Yeah. Have you ever lost a nipple? 8-12-15. Do you ever get it back?
Oh, yeah. Like, nipple stories.
My AirPods, my wallet, my nipple.
Yeah.
I've gone out without my nipple again. Typical me.
Imagine.
But let us know. People are already getting in touch with some amazing stories. Your injuries at the hands of beauty products. Goals, Dyson.
Yes, they're flying in the Championship. Birmingham City 1-0 up at home to Sheffield United. Leicester are beating QPR 1-0. Norwich 1-0 up against Preston. And Stoke are beating Watford 1-0. While West Brom, down the bottom of the table, have a 1-0 lead at home to Hull.
People getting in touch, text on 8-12-15, when have you been injured by beauty products?
Yes. Nick, who's cutting the grass, says, hey, the Mats, a fellow Forest fan here. My mate put deep heat in his eye just before a rugby game.
Why?
To this day, we have no idea what on earth he was doing. I suppose if you've got a painful eye, if your eye's hurting, spray a bit
get some deep heat on it.
Surely that's a crazy idea.
That must have been a mistake.
Yeah, that would stay there. there for a while. It's like when you've been cutting chilies and you accidentally touch your eyes.
That's, well, that's it.
Burning sensation.
Do you think he'd been using the cream, rubbed it on his calves,
yes,
then touched his eyes?
Yeah, possibly that. Yeah, I like it, surely.
It's a lovely smell, isn't it, DP?
I do love it, yeah. It smells of like root beer, doesn't it? Is that the smell?
Yeah, why don't... You know, we live in a world of scented candles.
Yeah.
You must be able to get a deep heat... Air diffuser, reed diffuser.
I would love one. The smell of a changing room.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Pheromones, BO, other
and,
stuff.
And DP, yes, men. I would buy that. I'd buy
a manosphere scented candle. Oh, man. It's time for the roundup of the funniest clips from the world of football online. Is clickbait. Now, we're not just saying this because we're Forest fans, but the comedy option is that Spurs get relegated from the Premier League.
Yes.
That's the comedy option.
Yeah, it's not just us saying that.
It would be the funniest thing if Spurs got relegated.
Yeah, it would be huge.
And fans of League One promotion chasers Lincoln City agree.
Real possibility. Lincoln go up, Spurs come down. That it's a game next season.
It's not so much that it's the club, it's the stadium. It's the thought of that stadium in the Championship.
It's so big.
That's what's
it's
so
too
funny.
Big for the Championship.
Amari Hutchinson, and we've already played this, but it's worth another spin. After Forest lost 1-0 in midweek against Midtjylland, had a unique excuse for his underperformance.
The weather was unbelievable in that second period. Just how was it to play in?
Yeah, I couldn't really see. I had my face cream coming in my face, but yeah, it was very tough.
Very tough. It
was very tough.
Oh, these new hard men.
Yeah.
Man. After Spurs' humiliating defeat to Atletico in the week, a lot of people think Igor Tudor could be fired. Harry Redknapp continually linked with the job. This was his take on it.
Finally, Harry, there are all rumours about. Are you going to be Tottenham manager on Monday morning?
I doubt it, you know, I doubt it. Yeah, if they ask me, I think I could go there and do the job, for sure.
Did you buy Cranchard straight away?
I'm bringing Cranchard, Crouchy.
Crouchy!
You're coming back. Yeah. That's the forward line on Saturday.
Oh, that would be a great story, wouldn't it? Oh, if Redknapp came back.
It can't happen.
Surely not.
But he'd do better. I mean, he can't do worse than just losing all the time.
He can't do any worse than Tudor.
Pep Guardiola was asked about some of the stadiums and some of the clubs he will miss after he's City manager. One of his answers may surprise you.
Whenever you do decide to stop when your time in management is over, will you miss Real Madrid?
That games, yeah, of course I will miss. I miss to Bayern Munich. Hopefully, we can go through. Go there. I miss Selhurst Park as well. Don't.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Selhurst
Park.
Love it.
Really?
I think he means it.
It's got like wooden seats.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
It's old school.
Right. Yeah.
He's a proper football man.
It's got a charm, I suppose. Yeah.
Just because you've gone up in the world, forgotten your roots, wooden seats. Now to the Lincoln fans, we're chanting about Tottenham. Tottenham fans chanted back.
Lincoln away, away.
There's only five of them doing it, really.
It's good they're embracing it, though. Coming to terms with it.
They are, and they're not the only ones getting in on it. Bradford, who won away at Port Vale, are joining in the fun.
We're off to Tottenham. You're off to York.
Nice.
Tottenham getting it. All angles.
All over the country, they're being mocked. It's amazing.
We play them a week tomorrow.
Oh, no. What we can't have is them getting a new manager before the Forest game, because that we need them to stick with Tudor.
Yes, stick
longer.
With the loser.
Yeah, stick with him. Because you can't make any rash decisions. You've got to give him time to bed in.
Yes. I mean, it's just not going to... The one thing... we can't score goals, but they've got absolutely no fight whatsoever.
No.
So there is that.
Well, we can score goals when we play big teams like Man City. We scored some amazing goals against Man City, but we just can't score in any other games.
That is true. Text us on 8-12-15. When have you been injured? Like Amari Hutchinson. When have you been injured by a beauty product? And have you ever lost a nipple? Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson, and there are goals.
Yes, finally we have a goal in the Premier League, though.
Whoop, whoop.
It looks like Chris Rigg, 17-year-old wonder kid, Sunderland, has scored. They've gone 1-0 up against Brighton, but then the Vidi printer has now
the absolute radio.
The absolute radio video printer has now said score correction is actually nil. So it looks like they've been by someone.
Or something. Because don't forget, we're on the edge of the manosphere here, so yes. we can sort of indulge in conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because the system don't want him to win, man.
Yeah.
It's rigged.
It's rigged by Chris Rigg. Yeah, it's rigged against Rigg.
Oh, my word.
So it's VAR.
Coincidence?
Apparently VAR.
Yes.
It's a coincidence. Sometimes coincidences just happen, yeah. VAR rule.
Or is that a coincidence?
No sense. You're messing with my head.
Smash like and subscribe, yeah. So, talking of the manosphere, someone here says, on the manosphere deep heat front, one of my friend's former footy teammates was on a night out in Cleethorpes.
Oh, yes.
What a start. Go on, Cleethorpes.
Come on.
Reeked of deep heat, even though they'd not played that day. It turned out he had no deodorant left. So he splashed on some of the hot stuff instead. He looked like a satsuma, says Wes in Grimsby. Why would you use deep heat instead of...
Well, I mean, I suppose it has got a strong scent, hasn't it? So it will smell, it'll hide your BO.
Masculine energy. Just have a shower.
And it would really burn those pits, wouldn't it? You'd get some severe armpit rash.
I guess in a way, if you just had a slight hint of it, you could maybe make the case that a would-be suitor would say, oh, have you been playing football? Oh, is there an athlete here. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like being in a Premier League dressing room.
Yeah, actually, I have something on it. But I wouldn't have sprayed it directly onto my armpit. I'd just give you just a little spray. You spray Spritz. A bit in the air and walk into it.
Mouth open wide. Yeah,
yeah. Reeking of deep heat. What a story from Wes.
Phenomenal. Text on 8-12-15 in honour of Amari Hutchinson, who in midweek for Nottingham Forest said that the rain made playing difficult because it made his face cream run into his eyes.
His face cream ruined the game.
Come on. We can't get relegated because
because of face cream.
Huge goal in the championship.
Millwall are coming for the Premier League. There's nothing we can do to stop it. The PC Brigade aren't going to stop them running riot in the Premier League. Millwall 1-0 up at home to Blackburn. Let's have a look at what that does to the table. Because with that Middlesbrough draw earlier, I think...
That puts them into second.
I think puts them into automatic. Millwall are going to go into the Premier League.
They're coming for all of us. Be scared.
Lock your doors. Lock your doors. They're coming. I can't believe it. Premier League goal 40. Just after we thought Rigg had scored for Sunderland, they've now gone a goal down. Brighton have gone 1-0 up, pending any VAR. Also in the Championship. Leicester were beating QPR 1-0. They're now losing 2-1 at home to QPR. Stoke are still beating Watford. West Brom still 1-0 up at home to Hull as well, which is a bit of a surprise.
Keep texting us on 8-12-15 about your injuries at the hands of beauty products and if you've lost a nipple. And we've got news on that front,
Dice. I can't believe we've actually found a lost nipple. Yes, this is a text that's coming from Nikki. Says, my youngest son lost a nipple when he was about 3 or 4. I don't know if he found it again or I'm not sure, but Nikki says it's England's fault. It was 2002, I think, a reversible England shirt by Umbro, sewn on badges, both sides.
Yes.
Imagine hearing my husband scream when he went to have a bath. Harry and hearing Harry's nipple fell off. What?
Those badges are abrasive.
Right.
So if you've got the embossed... embroidered three lions onto your nipple. So those lions, every bounce, those three lions are like a cheese grater on your nip.
Yeah, they can make your nipple
bleed. They filed it down.
I've never heard of them taking one and whipping it off.
Well, now you have. Yeah, you now live in a world where you have heard that.
I know, I can't believe it. Yeah, amazing.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
What a life. Get in touch with us, 8-12-15. Have you ever lost a nipple? Text on 8-12-15 if you have ever been injured by a beauty product. Huge goal
40.
In the championship.
Millwall are coming for the Premier League. There's nothing we can do to stop it. The PC Brigade aren't going to stop them running riot in the Premier League. Millwall 1-0 up at home to Blackburn. Let's have a look at what that does to the table because with that Middlesbrough draw earlier, I think...
That puts them into second.
Puts them into automatic. Millwall are going to go
They're
automatic
coming.
Into the Premier League.
They're coming for all of us. Be scared.
Be scared. Lock your doors. Lock your doors. They're coming. I can't believe it. Premier League goal 40. Just after we thought Rigg had scored for Sunderland, they've now gone a goal down. Brighton have gone 1-0 up, pending any VAR. Also in the Championship, Leicester were beating QPR 1-0. They're now losing 2-1 at home to QPR. Stoke are still beating Watford. West Brom still 1-0 up at home to Hull as well, which is a bit of a surprise.
Keep texting us on 8-12-15 about your injuries at the hands of beauty products, and if you've lost a nipple, and we've got news on that front.
I can't believe we've actually found a lost nipple. Yes, this is a text that's coming from Nikki. Says my youngest son lost a nipple when he was about 3 or 4. I don't know if he found it again or I'm not sure, but Nikki says it's England's fault. It was 2002, I think, a reversible England shirt by Umbro, sewn on badges, both sides.
Yes.
Imagine hearing my husband scream when he went to have a bath. Harry and hearing Harry's nipple fell off. What?
Those badges are abrasive.
Right.
So if you've got the embossed embroidered three lions onto your nipple. So those lions, every bounce, those three lions are like a cheese grater on your nip.
Yeah, they can make your nipple
bleed. They filed it down.
I've never heard of them taking one, whipping it off.
Well, now you have. Yeah, you now live in a world where you have heard that.
I know, I can't believe it. Yeah, amazing.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
What a life. Get in touch with us, 8-12-15. Have you ever lost a nipple? Big news in Scotland, Dice.
Yes, we need to do an update on the Scottish Premiership because Celtic Motherwell is 1-1. Motherwell had taken the lead in that game early doors, but it's currently 1-1 at Celtic Park, and they need to close the gap, Celtic, on the top team Hearts. So as it stands, there's a 4-point gap if it stays 1-1. Aberdeen, Falkirk and Hibs Livingston, both goalless.
Emily in Plymouth said, I had a long-awaited first date with my now husband of 25 years when my friend pointed out I had a hairy chin. I rushed out to buy some hair removal cream and did the deed. Unfortunately, I was allergic and ended up with instant impetigo and had to make excuses to cancel the date.
Oh.
Hubby still doesn't know now. Or didn't.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's a
hairy chin.
A bad reaction to some Veet or whatever it is. Yeah, it's not good.
Have you ever used hair removal products?
Not the cream, no, no.
Just, what have you used?
Just trimmers, you know.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And a bit of waxing.
Hacking back the thicket.
A bit of waxing, a bit of a Turkish barber experience.
It's like clearing an old allotment. Yeah. Hacking through your body hair. My word.
Cutting through the thicket. Some great text coming in, though. Lindsay in Basildon says, when he was 15, my husband Andy had a perm. During a game of Sunday League football in the rain, the perm product started running down his face and into his eyes, just like Amari Hutchinson. He had to go off at halftime to wash his hair. Imagine that, having to wash your hair.
Ended up with really curly eyelashes.
Yeah, and straight hair. Straight hair, curly eyelashes. What a look.
Oh, big goal in Scotland! Celtic have got a second, according to Absolute Radio sources.
Absolute Radio sources are saying Celtic have a second. Oh, exciting news. We wait for confirmation on that. West Brom have scored a second in the Championship, though. Hull down to 10 men.
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen have scored. They won up against Falkirk. Finally, a flurry of goals.
And Motherwell are down a player. They've had a man sent off.
Motherwell have had a player sent off. So surely Celtic will win now.
Big drama, Dyson.
Yeah, big goal in the Championship. Ipswich Town have finally scored at Sheffield Wednesday. They've gone 1-0 up and they're really in the mix at the top of the table, which is starting to get interesting. Just behind Middlesbrough in the top four. Millwall still winning, so moving up to that automatic promotion spot. That Celtic goal was a penalty, 40. So they're now beating 10-man Motherwell 2-1, which means they close the gap on Hearts at the top of the table to just 2 points. Hearts away at Kilmarnock later on this evening, but yeah, keeping the pressure up there. In the Premier League, it's still Brighton 1-0 up at Sunderland. Burnley Bournemouth is 0-0. There's absolutely nothing going on in that game.
Minnie Froome in Coventry says, I've not lost a nipple, but that would have been less painful than what I suffered. Jogger's nipple. Blood down my vest felt like someone had held a lighter with the tip of the flame on my nip. Tip to the nip. That's what he experienced when I was training for the London Marathon.
Oh.
16 years ago.
I was going to say, have you done that? I didn't know you'd done
2010.
The London Marathon, did you?
Yeah, six hours, 6 minutes, 33 seconds, and I was a heavy lad.
6 hours, that's good though. Just to get around is amazing.
Oh man, in the state that I was in, heroic.
Your nipples were bleeding, really?
Oh, when I started training.
Yeah.
I had this white running top, and it looked like my nipples had cried blood.
Oh, yeah.
Just ran all down me.
Yeah, it looked like the tears of Mary. Mary's
of a fat-faced, hairy-faced Mary.
The left field suggestion today from Jacob in Bradford, who wants to hear from the Secretary of State for Energy Security and Net Zero, Ed Miliband.
Very left field. Yeah. Soft left field.
Ed Miliband's thoughts on Mother's Day is what Jacob's after. I hope we can get through to him.
Will Luke Matt of course mothers matter, and this government is doing mothers are part of Labour values, and we recognise have to say to you, Matt, the Prime Minister really recognises this as an issue. By the way, the idea that the Tories let mothers down for 14 years, and we're trying to redress that. Look, I've made it clear to Keir, I think we need to be radical when it comes to Mother's Day. I actually think we should nationalise it. It's time to take Mother's Day back into public ownership, because for too long, and you will know, mothers have been let down by the private sector, by tech billionaires who frankly don't get it. They just don't. So we will nationalise Mother's Day. Look, people say to me, it's going to cost £1 trillion. But, what's more important than mothers?
Yeah, it's true.
You don't sound convinced.
No, I am.
Do you have issues with your own mother?
No, I think you're right. I think it's a good idea.
I heard you talking about the manosphere. Look, I've got kids. It's something that I truly worry about. I actually think by resisting it, you're on the side of the manosphere.
No, I'm not. No, we've established I'm not. But
you're laughing at mums. This is toxic masculinity. I know you're the sort of Joe Rogan of Britain. I'm truly shocked. And I'm going to go back to Keir Starmer and tell him not only are we going to nationalise Mother's Day, but I actually think that you need to be stripped of whatever, peerages or, whatever baubles you have bestowed. I actually think what you're doing here is shameful. I think you should resign. And indeed, the government, this government is calling on you to resign. And we're going to nationalise Mother's Day, and we call for Matt Dyson to resign.
Okay, great.
He's gone.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Are you meditating?
I am, at your heel.
Post-podcast meditation. Oh, yes, at my heel. Welcome to the flock, young follower.
I look up at you, I rest my chin on my hands like that, and I gaze up adoringly.
Yeah, and we do hum. That's what I do. The cut, we all just hum, and we sort of harmonise while we're humming, and creates a sort of deep, relaxed state that improves our lives, makes us better.
Wellness,
people.
Boost testosterone, productivity.
Exactly,
you'll start getting paid more.
Exactly, yeah. Everything, it becomes better.
Do you find that odd? I don't know if it's... All men must get this stuff targeted to them on Instagram.
What are you getting targeted with?
Well, it's ones where they'll go, you see, fitness adverts or whatever, and then the claims they make.
Yeah, are they checked? It feels like the Wild West with medical claims, doesn't it? Yeah.
The stuff that's on Instagram is just unbelievable.
I'm quite a supplement skeptic, really.
Totally.
But some of them must work. Like Cod Liver Oil's probably good for you, isn't it? I think.
Eat an orange. Just eat actual fresh fruit and veg.
That's the best thing. Yeah.
And have a bit of ginger. Make sure you're getting ginger and onion and stuff like that will boost your immunity.
Yeah.
Get your vitamin C from an actual orange or a satsuma.
But everyone's doing expensive supplements, aren't they now?
I mean, I take a multivitamin every morning, so maybe I'm part of the problem.
Apparently that does work. That really does.
Maybe I'm part of the problem.
So, I should get into it, maybe.
The Ospical recommended it. So just pop a multivitamin in with your other little
cocktail.
Well,
if it's official medical advice, then you've got to listen, haven't you?
I think so. I think, why not? Yeah. But that's not a substitute for then. You can't have a multivitamin and then eat chips all day and expect that.
No, exactly. They don't cancel each other out.
Fresh food.
Yes.
Fresh fruit and veg.
Yeah.
Get, you know, if you're into meat, then get a bit for your old protein.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You're like a health influencer. No.
I'm a moron. And that is why I've joined the cult of Dyson. Yeah, and we will worship again this time next week. And if you leave a 5-star written review, you basically get into the higher level.
Great. You get some extra. Yeah, I'll send you the Patreon link and you can send me money in exchange for expert advice.
See you next week.